Sharia police break up a game of dominoes. Despite the players' protest that they are not gambling, the police confiscate the game and leave them this time with a warning. The incident ends with good humor, but this is serious business. Indonesia's Aceh province has embraced Sharia or Islamic law since it gained a degree of autonomy from a 2005 peace agreement, which ended a war for independence. Commissioner Darmash Shah, head of the Sharia Police Information Division, says laws that prohibit gambling, drinking alcohol and adultery, and regulate dress and behavior apply only to Muslims. The Sharia police in Aceh enforce the law, but he says they see themselves more as educators. Darman Shah says even public canings of adulterers are done to educate.
The nature of the caning punishment is not to injure people or kill them. It's just to make them aware.
Many Achenese women like Ernianti support police efforts to enforce Islamic conduct.
Perempuan menjadi sosok, istilahnya sosok korban yang sering di.
While women often become victims, it's basically their own fault because they don't cover themselves.
Banda Aceh Deputy Mayor Eliza Saaduddin Jamal says the vast majority of Muslims here support Sharia law.
Hanya sekelintir orang-orang saja yang merasa berat.
There are only a few who hesitate to comply with Sharia law, and they have a tendency to rebel.
One such rebel is 20-year-old law student Nindi Silvi, who says the government should stay out of her personal life.
Yes, they should think about how to get rid of this bad economy, how to build a good society, how to increase the children's education and stuff, instead of, saying your morality is bad and my morality is good.
Effie Zain with the human rights coalition Ham Aceh supports improving education to teach Islamic values. But she says the intimidating nature of Sharia enforcement creates a culture of oppression against women.
Banyak sekali tudingan-tudingan yang perkataan-perkataan yang menurut.
There are a lot of accusations made to the women that contain harassment. The problem is that some are not brave enough and not used to express what they feel.
Zain worries that increasing violence against women in Aceh is related to the attitude that women who don't obey the rules that are imposed by men get what they deserve. Brian Patton, VOA News, Banda Aceh.